Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Yes, the Traitors is getting the celebrity treatment as a star-studded lineup, including Stephen Fry, Alan Carr, Paloma Faith, and Charlotte Church and Jonathan Ross, all set to take part in the first ever celebrity edition of the hit reality show. Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster, it's quite a lineup, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I think you can fall into a trap of saying superlatives about shows like these, but I think in all of the time that I've been covering TV, reviewing TV, and sort of being obsessed with it, I've never seen a cast such as this one for a celebrity show. I honestly think it's one of the highest level celebrity versions of any TV show I've ever seen. And yeah. I think it's partially because of the, you know, the ratings for the Civilian series has been so good. But I think it's also just the fact that it's made by Studio Lambert in the UK, and I think that's been sort of seen to be a really recognised, respectable sort of broadcast a production company that people really trust.
We just had our first Irish series here, and it was a huge hit. Was it massive? Has it been massive in the UK as well?
So it hasn't actually been shown in the UK yet. I mean, there's certainly been a lot of buzz about it.
No, sorry, I meant the actual. I know the celebrity version hasn't. I meant has Traitors itself been huge in the UK?
Oh, it has. I mean, I think Traitors has been huge in the UK. I think it's 10 million people for the main sort of series, the Civilian series. It was also, I think, a bit of a surprise hit. The first series debuted during the Men's World Cup on all of the days where there wasn't a football game on, so several episodes a week. And I think the BBC had good expectations for it, but nowhere near as big as it ended up becoming. And I think also, you know, this is a Belgian format which has been sold internationally, and of course most recently shown on RTE. I mean, from my understanding it had some of the highest ratings in RTE's history in terms of online, and of course so much plaudits for Siobhan McSweeney. And that will be shown, the Traitors Island will be shown on the iPlayer over here at the end of November, start of December, okay. After this series has wrapped up.
Just lastly, how do you think the celebs will play it? Because obviously there's a lot of plotting and intrigue and so on. Like, will it be a bit of a laugh for them? Can you see the likes of Jonathan Ross getting quite competitive?
So I've seen the first episode, and what I can say is that I don't think you'll be disappointed. I think with celebrity formats, normally the celebrity might not know what the show is, and you can kind of sense them maybe messaging their agent along the lines of what have you signed me up for? Yeah. But with that, in this show, that's not the case. All of them are invested in the gameplay and the format and know it off the back of their hand and do seem to be fans of this rather than have been swept in. So I think that's the case. And I think it's also a reason for the Traitors' success is it's all about the gameplay. This is not really a show that you can really sit back on. Of course, sitting back is also a tactic that people might be actually playing throughout it. So I think that's a sort of contribution to its overall success. I think anything more, I'd say, I think the BBC will murder me. But I think there's a lot to expect from this. And of course, expectations for it couldn't be any higher.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks indeed for that sneak preview. Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I think it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to watch it.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.